We'll start off with some of the injured players, the status on them. We hope to get these guys back on the field this week. Cecil Short, Brandon Diederich, and Russell Allen. They should all be back. We're doing some work with them again today, but we feel good about their progress. We continue to evaluate the following people. Jordan Todman, hamstring pull in the game. He'll be limited tomorrow. Excuse me. Kevin Rutland, quad strain. He'll be limited tomorrow. Mercedes Lewis, calf strain in warm-ups. He's still pending. We're still taking a look at him. We may not have him some of the time this week, and we'll just reevaluate as it goes on. Luke Jokel, still pending. We're still taking a look at him. We're being cautious with him, with his injury. Feels a lot better, but still feels it a little bit, so we'll err on the side of caution with him. Isaiah Stanback, better. We'll just continue to evaluate him. Jeremy Harris is making progress. Continue to evaluate. And Justin Forsett with his turf toe. Again, making progress, but one that I think we look at it as if we limit his reps this week or even hold him out this week, that next week he should be ready to go. So, through the game, pretty good as far as coming out injuries-wise. I know through our quarterback is one that we're going to talk about, but I'll get the update on him. But what I would like to talk about today, specifically about the quarterback, is through this whole quarterback opportunity with our quarterbacks, it's been a tremendous process. I know for me as well, just to go through the whole thing and stay convicted. I can tell you that we evaluated everything. We evaluated practice, meetings, leadership, how they handle themselves, as well as just overall improvement with both of them and the other two as well. All our quarterbacks got better through the process. We saw improvement both on and off the field through this entire evaluation. What we identified is that I think we feel pretty good about our quarterback situation, both with Blaine and Chad, specifically talking about those two. We have guys that competed throughout, and I think they've grown through the entire process. But, as a staff, we felt, and I'm really excited, we're going to name Blaine our starting quarterback today. Blaine has really stepped up, devoted his time and efforts through the entire process, and I just visited with him just recently and explained to him the situation and just told him we were really excited. I thought he did a really good job through the entire process of staying mentally focused. I think he grew mentally. I think he grew with his leadership, and it showed through the team. But, with respect to Chad, through this competition, Chad grew tremendously as well. And in many of the same areas. And we got a great deal of confidence in Chad, if his number should be called. I think a major credit to Blaine's development is, not only through Jed and Frank and previous staffs that Blaine has had, but also to Chad. I think Chad has been really, really good and maybe his biggest fan and has been out there and demonstrated that on the field. Yeah, Chad's a tremendous competitor and relationship they have formed. Has put them in a position where they can challenge one another and remain close throughout and help each other grow. Our objective is to continue to get better, and therefore, in our minds, the competition is never ending. You say, so what? Guess what's that mean? The competition is still on? Well, with an explanation of this, that we don't compete against any individual. We try to develop that mindset. We want the competition to be against themselves. And they're always trying to find a way to improve and get better. And therefore, the competition is never ending. So it's my hopes that with Blaine or Chad or anybody on our team, they have that same mindset that they're always competing and that competition is against themselves. By going through the entire process, I think what has been really good for us is it allows conviction. We have conviction with our decision. We understand there's going to be times where there'll be adversity, but we'll grow through them and stay strong throughout. Blaine has earned this opportunity. The entire organization is excited about his growth, and we will strongly support him. Through this process, we identified players' strengths, and we identified Blaine's strengths. We identified Chad's strengths, and we'll continue to do that and try to set things up according to their strengths, just like we do with the rest of the players on our team. We try to utilize all their strengths. Now, in regards to Blaine's injury, we expect him to be out the rest of the preseason. So we won't have him for the rest of preseason, but he should be back our week of preparation versus Kansas City. With that, I'll open up to questions.
Has he extended the thumb?
Well, he went back and he got hit on film. It shows, and it went back. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot worse. What would they actually call it, Ryan? You know, the fracture. It's a small hairline type fracture, and we're careful to say stress fracture because that immediately goes, oh, stress fracture. You don't want to categorize it in that. We just feel like the biggest thing for him, he'll be out in the practice field. He'll be doing calls. We'll keep him involved. We're just making sure that he doesn't bump it or hit it or anything like that, and that's why you see the brace on the thumb. And it should be about a two-week process.
He broke a thumb.
Yeah. It doesn't need surgery.
No surgery.
There's no space in the crack. You know, it's not. That's why they're careful how they state it. And, normally a break requires surgery or 6 to 8 weeks. It's not the same with this injury. They feel like in 2 weeks he should have a chance to come back and begin his prep for Kansas City.
So when they looked at it after the game or during the game,
nothing showed up on the x-rays. Yeah. Nothing showed up on the x-rays.
MRI.
MRI.
Wait for it all. Chad lights it up here these next 2 weeks and Lane's injury situation.
You know what? I think if we didn't go through this whole process, Gene, there may be some of that. But because, I mean, right from the start, we started this. And the reason why we took this length of time is so that we would have some conviction and to stay strong. And the Seattle opportunity for me was really good to see that take place. Because I know initially Russell, as the quarterback, in the first couple of games, had to go through some learning and some growing, and that conviction was in place. And I think it was really good for me to see how that entire process took place and the conviction and the support you need.
You said that you stepped back and took a look at each quarterback's strengths. What did you identify specifically as Blake's strengths?
That's a good question. We looked at him. He can stretch the field physically with his talents. And when we say stretch the field, it's not just vertically, it's also horizontally, throwing across the field. That showed up physically. He has taken ownership with the offense as far as understanding it. It's still a process for our guys as we pare things down, but to this point, he has pretty good command of the offense. I think he's his athleticism. We want to do more movement-type passes. And with his athleticism, I think it will play into his hands. And he has command on what we're looking to get done.
Are you at all, Gus, concerned with his injury status? I mean, he's kind of been dinged up 3 years, kind of been dinged up all 3 years.
Right. I think whenever there's an injury, when I found out, it was, how bad? And explain to me what's taking place here. But once we identified it and, met with our doctors last night about it, their confidence came through in our discussion. So, I know maybe those things happened in the past. We're just going off of what we're dealing with today.
Is it important to tell him he's the guy so he won't maybe come back too early and mislead the staff and try to push the thumb?
No, I just felt it was time. We felt it was time as a staff and as an organization. I mean, we had, we talked to Frank, we talked to Jed, Dave Caldwell. We try to gather as much information from every source within the guys that are close to the situation as possible. And I think you need to do that to make a wise decision.
So the doctors told you week one is when he'll be back for pregame preps the whole week and he should be good to go.
Yeah, that's their hope. They said, in injuries like this, if he can keep it in a brace, not hit it, not bump it, not pull it back, anything like that, for 2 weeks, he should have a good opportunity to be back at the start of prep.
No guarantees, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think, I would never say that.
Is he in a cast now? Or?
I think it's in a
hard splint.
Because you worry about some players just need to be thrown. It may not be their fault, but it's just different. This guy's last 7 games, he's not got his field.
Well, hopefully, I know he's aware of that, I'm sure. I know his strength and conditioning, the things that he did in the off season, and his summer workouts. I think he's done, you know, a lot to try to avoid that. Some injuries, it's a contact sport. They're going to happen. And, you know, but hopefully the work that he's done in the off season will help prevent some of those.
You mentioned his ability to stretch the field horizontally. How much strain does that put on a defense when he's able to just get the ball right out, you know, to a receiver, particularly with some of the speed you got?
Well, I think, you know, you look at accuracy, you know, and decision-making with quarterbacks, and then you try to pare it down to, you know, what area of the fields do they like to attack. And if they don't attack it horizontally, and you can pare it down to areas where they do like, you know, it gives the defense more confidence. So it does affect the defense. It does affect the defense in their preparation.
You mentioned his leadership. Early in camp, a couple of guys, when he had that bad day with the fumbles, a couple of guys said, hey, they would have liked to see some more fire on him.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's all the things that you're talking about, all things we evaluated. You know, we try to eliminate from our whole team bad body language. There's no use for it. And I think, you know, they're still learning this culture, and they're gravitating towards it, but every day we teach them pieces of our culture and what we're all about. And that was one point. And I think it may have happened early. I don't know the specific day that took place, but I know there's times when we've talked to Blaine and Chad and, you know, all members of our team about it. So, but I've seen growth in that area. I've seen him where, you know, it's next play. Let's go. Let's move on. And just his maturity. And by all means, are we there yet? You know, like I've told you earlier, and I talked to Blaine. I said, okay, we're naming a starting quarterback. We're excited about this opportunity for you. Now go out there and compete. And I said, what's the three most dangerous words? And he said, I got it. I said, that's right. We ain't ever got it. We can't have that mindset. We're continually growing in this position to be, you know, not only what we want, but, you know, who we want to be in the future.
Switching gears for a minute, can you talk a little bit about Geno Hayes? What has he done so far in camp that you like? What's your evaluation?
He's showing up on tape now in games. He's playing faster with every opportunity he gets out there. He played fast in our game against the Jets. He's getting more of a comfort level. There's plays that are happening to him that he's learning the position. And one of the situations was in the game, you know, early, the first drive. But, you know, sometimes you can talk to them, you can show them, but until they experience it, they don't understand just how big of a liability it can be if you're not on your job. So, you know, those things are taking place with him. But the great thing about Geno is he really needs to see it once in a game situation or in practice, and he usually gets it corrected. Yes. He's going to practice. Yeah, they're doing some testing now, Beto, with him just to finalize things. But on all accounts, it was taking place this morning. They feel like he'll be ready tomorrow.
The other guy you mentioned, too,
Brandon Dietrich and Russell Allen.
They're all three testing.
Yeah, Russell Allen, he's going through the same thing. But before I came in here, they said it looks really good. So they'll probably do the walkthrough tonight. Yeah, I know that's – you always want the rookies to get reps. You know, they need them. Look at Sip, you know, Ciprian. You know, he went out there and it was his really first opportunity to play and had a couple penalties. And, you know, fortunately that when you have an injury and you come back, it's in preseason so you can kind of fight through that. So the reps are important to Luke. But, you know, it's our decision, you know, to make sure to say, hey, let's get this thing fully healed so it's not something we're dealing with throughout the season. Who's that? No, he did. He had a pressure on the quarterback, Vito, you know, on a pressure, you know, disrupted the quarterback, played nice in the red zone. And, you know, where he played last week in the second half, he got some more reps in the first half. But Mike has been playing well, too. So it's a great competition there. Well, yeah, just, you know, getting a feel for everything. And I know True really well as a player. And, you know, for him, once he starts getting a rhythm, you see him get better and better. And I think it's, you know, he's getting more and more into that rhythm.
Yeah,
preseason game is usually the big one for the starters and so forth, because Blaine isn't going to be able to go. How will you handle the quarterbacks?
Well, we haven't, you know, obviously Chad will go now with the ones, but the amount of plays, you know, we try to increase them every game, you know, so the starters played two quarters last game. So, you know, the general rule of thumb is try to get them to come out of the locker room and play some more in the third. But exactly how much, we haven't decided that.
Will you put Chad with the ones the whole way, or will you?
I would, you know, without getting into, we haven't discussed it too much, but I would think that Chad will get quite a few reps, yes.
Gus, how committed are you to Blaine as a starter? How patient are you going to be willing to be? There's a, you know, game where he went to bed or whatever.
Well, as my hopes to stay really patient with him, and I think we can help him be strong in finding out what his strengths are and then putting him in those positions. I'm not a knee-jerk reaction type person, and I hope that I don't go to that. That's why, you know, we could have named a quarterback, tried to name one earlier, but in my mind, I wanted to make sure when we did it, it was a time when we have strong conviction. So for me, it's, you know, my hopes is to have strong conviction throughout, and that, you know, he plays through the whole season and gets better and better as each game goes on. Right.
How much did you see guys playing hard? How much does not think?
Well, jumping off sides, you know, that's not thinking. That's, you know, we talk about playing smart. Well, that's not playing smart. So we addressed it last week, but we need to do a little bit more this week. You know, we have officials out there throwing it, marking them back, but somehow we've got to get it to our guys. And some of it is just being aggressive. They know in some of the situations we're trying to evaluate our four-man rush, and some guys were trying to jump the gun, and you know they still got to play within the rules.
Andre Branch just 7 or 8 snaps the other night. Plan on playing him, or were you trying to send him a message?
No, you know we've got about 8 guys that we're looking at, you know, for those four spots, and you know, to get him in those situations, it's unfortunate that we had a lot of 3rd and 6 and less. You know, you'd like to get 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, to where you can really see the rush and it's not a lot of the 3-step game. So we're going to continue that into this week, continue to evaluate it, because we're not getting enough reps in those situations to see. So, you know.
I'm sorry if I missed this earlier. Did you see enough out of Maurice Jones through this past weekend to where you think he'll probably rest him for the rest of the preseason?
We haven't talked about that, but I thought it was a good start for him, you know, to get out there, and I'm glad that we did it, and you know, he had some success. He had some runs. I think he was involved in 4 plays, you know, in that series that he was in. So I think for this practice now, he may be even feel, you know what, these are areas where I can improve on, and you know, sometimes you don't find those things out until you play.
Thank you.